This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Jennifer Shaul, Shaull, date of birth 9/4/1978. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Shaul with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, history of membranous glomerulonephritis, hypertension, cerebral palsy, also proteinuria. Her last visit was August 7th of 2023. Her weight's up 6 pounds since she was last seen, but she is feeling well and she has no peripheral edema. She reports that she's going to have a suprapubic catheter placed by her urologist very soon, so she won't have to do the self-catheterizations anymore. She's had no new seizure activity since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and she does continue to self-catheterize, but she's had no recent UTIs and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix, 40 milligram. 2 tablets once daily in the morning, and she needs a refill for that, and we will send that in. Potassium is 10 mil equivalent twice a day, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 159 pounds, pulse 66, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 31st, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.37. Estimated GFR is 49. Albumin 4.2. Calcium 8.9. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.2. Hemoglobin 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression, no uremic symptoms. We'll continue to have her get labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, proteinuria. And 4, neurogenic bladder to have a suprapubic catheter placed soon. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.